welcome to A Deeper Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of lessons out of the book of Ezekiel. So go grab your Bible and get close to your radio as we take a deeper look in the book.
Our way through the Old Testament. And so we come now to the book of Ezekiel. Most respected Bible scholars believe that the book Ezekiel was authored by the man that bears its name, Ezekiel. The book was written when Ezekiel was taken into captivity by the king of Babylon, which was King Nebuchadnezzar, after the second invasion of Judah in 597 B.C. Nebuchadnezzar, he invaded Jerusalem three times. The first time was 606 B.C. That's when he took Daniel and the three Hebrew children and a lot of the other smart kids of the crop, a lot of your rich people, a lot of your smart, educated people. They went in the first deportation in 606 B.C. Then Nebuchadnezzar came back again, and he took another group into captivity, and that was 597 B.C., and that's when Ezekiel went. Ezekiel went in the second load, so to speak. He went in the second deportation, and then there was the fall of Jerusalem, which was in 586 B.C., about 11 years afterwards. All right, this book is one of the three major prophets. You had the three major prophets, which was Isaiah, Jeremiah, and then Ezekiel. Now, when you really study these three books, you will see these three books really illustrate the Trinity, our triune God. When you look at the book of Isaiah, Isaiah focused in on the work of God the Son. You learn a lot about Jesus' death, burial, his resurrection, his birth. You see a lot in there about Jesus in the book of Isaiah. But when you turn to the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah's focused more on God the Father. It focused more on God the Father. And God even talks about how he was married to a backslider and all of that, and how he is the potter, and how God's people is the clay. So it focused a lot on God the Father. But the book of Ezekiel focus a lot on God, the Holy Spirit. And you're going to find that Ezekiel constantly talks about how he was in the Spirit and how the Spirit took him and moved him and how he saw different things in the Spirit. So the book of Isaiah focus on God the Son, Jeremiah, God the Father, and Ezekiel, God the Holy Spirit. So this is a great study out of the book of Ezekiel. You'll see God, Holy Spirit showing up more and more in the life of Ezekiel. Now, the central message of the book, is they shall know that I am the Lord. As a matter of fact, If you ever just wanted to get a real gist of a book, read it in one setting. read it in one setting, and you almost get like dizzy with some of these phrases. You'll see that you just keep hearing it over and over until when you go to bed at night, it just keeps coming up and up and up in your spirit. You keep coming up. I remember in our preaching class, they say, now, before you ever preach a book out of the Bible, you need to read the whole book before you preach anything out that book, because you don't want to start preaching something and then later on in chapter 25, it says something that seems like it's contradicting what you have preached. So you need to go ahead and read the whole thing first to make sure that you know what's in that book. And the professor used to always say that. But in my mind, I would say, well, how can you read these books like the book of Ezekiel or the book of Jeremiah or the book of Isaiah? Because like Isaiah got 66 chapters. So if I'm going to just preach out of chapter 2, I got to read all 66 chapters. So I understood what the professor was saying, but a lot of that was just not practical in one sense, unless you're like me, this is your full-time job. Amen, amen. Because if you got to get up in the morning and do your devotion, and then you got to get to work, you don't really have time to read 66 books out the Bible, 66 chapter out the Bible at one time, in one setting. But you can take a Saturday, a Sunday evening, or some take 4 or 5 hours, or either if your wife go to the doctor, like in my wife's case, she was tearing me up in that amazing race. She was so far ahead of me. She was just laughing at me. She was so far ahead of me. Went to the doctor, stayed at the doctor's office 4 hours. I've read almost the whole New Testament and beat him. Amen, 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 amen. So if you're kind of trapped like in a doctor's office and you ain't got nothing else to do, amen, amen, rather than just sitting there watching, you know, I was finna say As the World Turned. I don't know if that even come on television anymore. Amen, amen. The Days Our Lives still come on. Don't The Days Our Lives still come on? Well, now they got a soap opera network now. So all of them come on. Don't they come on soap opera network? Amen, amen, amen. I forgive you for watching. Y'all act like y'all scared to tell. I ain't telling on myself. That's a trick question. That's a quick pastor trying to find out who all. No, I ain't trying to find out. No, I'm not. Amen. 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 But let's look at this. Let's look at this. Chapter 6, verse number 7. Look at this. Chapter 6, verse 7. Look at what he says. And the slain shall fall among you, and you will know that I am the Lord. I'm chapter 6, verse number 7. At the end of the verse, it says, and you will know that I am the Lord. Verse number 10, still in chapter 6, then they will know that I am the Lord. Verse number 13, then you will know that I am the Lord. Verse number 14, at the end of the verse, thus they will know that I am the Lord. Chapter 7, verse number 4, at the end of verse 4, it says, then you will know that I am the Lord. Verse number 9, he says, at the end of the verse, then you will know that I am the Lord that does the smiting. Verse 27, At the end of the verse, God says, I shall judge them, and they will know that I am the Lord. What's the problem with people? They don't know who the boss is. God has to teach us and has to teach his people who the boss is. See, we think that we grown and gone. How about that? I'm grown now. You know, I'm grown and I done left home. So can't nobody tell me what to do. No. God tells you what to do. That's why he called God the Father. Amen. Because he tells us what to do. He don't ask us, Johnny, do you want to do such and such, Johnny? No, God tells you what to do. Amen. And God lets folks know who the Lord is. These folks needed to know who the Lord is. Now, think about Jeremiah is preaching in Jerusalem. Ezekiel is preaching in Babylon. Jeremiah is telling the people, judgment is coming. God is getting ready to judge these people. Ezekiel is saying the same thing. Ezekiel is saying, God is getting ready to judge his people. See, the people thought that they just going to get a little dusting, and that was it. You know, God done brought us over here, but God is going, he's going to bring us back home. Jeremiah said, you might as well go on and build your house. You might as well go ahead and get your garden and stuff ready, because y'all going to be there a while. Y'all ain't no get out. How many of you know sometimes you get yourself in something that God don't come on and get you out? That's your whipping for a while. So God said, you might as well get comfortable over there, because you're going to be there a while. And they had 70 years that they was over there. Well, the people, because keep in mind, these false prophets that had left Jerusalem, they done went over here to Babylon. Guess what they're saying now? God's going to get us out of this. God is going to get us. We're getting ready to go back home in just a little while. So God put Ezekiel over there. He had Jeremiah over here, but he had Ezekiel over here, right there with the people, with the dirty underwears and stuff. You know, hello, somebody. You know, when you are a slave, they don't care what you're wearing. They don't be passing out, you know, nice clothes from Dillard's and stuff. Hello, somebody. No. And so Ezekiel is there with those people in captivity. And so Ezekiel is saying the same thing that Jeremiah is saying, even though they fall 500 miles apart. Isn't that something? But that's because that's the work of the Spirit. Hello, somebody. You know, sometimes I can preach a sermon on Sunday, and I can hear another preacher preach that same message Sunday evening. I said, now, ain't that something? Now, how did that happen? That wasn't none but the work of the Spirit. That was the message for that particular day for God's people. All right, let's go on a little bit further. Let's go a little bit further. And so that's the message of the book. They shall know that I am the Lord. Why? Because hard-headed people need to know who the Lord is. And how many of you know now, most of the Bible is not for the world. God has very little to say to the world. The only thing God really has to say to the world is come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. But the rest of the Bible is to God's people who misbehaving. Hello, somebody. God's people is the one that don't act right. So when people start talking about, you know, I don't want to go down there to the church because, you know, they're just full of hypocrites. Well, just let them know, it ain't that full. We always got room for one more. Yeah, so they can come on. Hello, somebody. Not y'all right here, but the folks that you know. Amen. The outline of the book. The outline of the book. The outline of the book. How many of y'all know? How many of y'all know, before I get to the outline, how many of y'all know that our world could be a better world if just God's people would act right? We would cut out the homosexual problem if God's people would come out of homosexuality. Oh, it done got quiet on me. I wasn't expecting too many amens. Amen. 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 We could just about shut down the gambling halls, the gambling casinos. Oh, the 7-Eleven scratches. See, y'all don't go down here, down Beltline. Y'all just stop by the convenience store once you get some gas and go on in there. Hello, somebody. Yeah. Let me buy one of them cars right there. You know the one right there, right there. That's the one I want. Yeah. Yeah, let me have that lucky five right there. That's what I want, the lucky five. Yeah, let me have two of them there. The amen, amen. But it's God's people. See, the problem with God's people, when they see something come out, they don't immediately jump on board with it. They kind of look around first, and then they jump on board with it. They ease on board with it. And then once it become popular, then everybody doing it, so they just ride in, they just mix in with the crowd. But we got to get to the place where we stand out from the crowd. Yeah. Yeah. They talk about teens, peer pressure, and the children, oh, bless their heart. I say all the time, I just thank God that I don't have to be a teenager right now. Because they're confronted with stuff that I didn't even know about until, you know, 25, 30 years old. And still a lot of stuff they're confronted with, I still don't know about. Hello, somebody. But the big problem is not teen peer pressure. It's the adult peer pressure. See, it ain't no child that's buying themselves a cell phone in first and second grade. That's some mamas that's doing that. Hello, somebody. It ain't the child that's getting the tattoo at 7. Huh? Oh, it's getting quiet on me up in here this evening. Amen. 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 But I went there to help you see that it ain't a child problem. It's a parent problem. Amen, amen. See, if parents would be parents, then you won't have a child problem. Because parents would be parents and get these children in line. But we got absentee parents. Hello, somebody. And then we got parents that are mad at the kid because they're there. Go sit down. They mad that they're there. Just messed up my life. That child didn't mess up your life. As a matter of fact, the child is a blessing. I read that this morning, Psalm 128. Children are an inheritance from the Lord. That's God saying, I'm sending you some with a blessing. This is a blessing. Amen. This is a blessing. And you take care of that child today, the child take care of you tomorrow. Because God's got the world where everything that goes around comes around. Amen. But if you don't be a blessing to that child when that child is young, when you get old, that child start bringing up how they was treated when they was young. I ain't going to see about her. She wouldn't see about me when I was crying, milk, milk. Amen. Let me go on a little bit further. Amen. Let me go a little bit further. Amen. I'm just teasing somebody here. Let's get with the word. The outline of the book. The outline of the book, the first three chapters, we have the call of Ezekiel. The call of Ezekiel. Then we have from chapter 4 through chapter 24, we have the prophecies of the judgment against Jerusalem. The prophecies of the judgment against Jerusalem. Then in chapter 25 through 32, we have the prophecies of judgment against the nations. And then in chapter 33 through chapter 48, we have the restoration of Israel and the millennium. And so Ezekiel, he's going to see not only in time presence, but he's going to see all the way in time's future. All the way to the end. He's going to see all the way to when Jesus come back. Now, isn't that something? Now, when did Ezekiel go into captivity? What year was that? 597 B.C. What do that stand for? B.C. 597 years before Christ. Amen. It's when Ezekiel lived. But Ezekiel gonna see all the way till when Jesus come back. Now, how long has it been since Jesus been gone? 2013 years since he been gone. 2013 years. So Ezekiel saw past our day because Jesus ain't came back yet. But whenever he come back, that's when Ezekiel saw. And how many of you know, I don't think it's going to be that much longer. I say, how many of you know, I don't think it's going to be that much longer. Amen, amen. You look at what's happening today over in the Middle East. It looked like the only way they're going to have peace, Jesus is going to have to hurry up and come on back. Amen, amen. All right, let's look at Ezekiel the man, Ezekiel the man. His name means God will strengthen. God will strengthen. Now, question, what was Jeremiah's name? What did his name mean? God's appoint. God appoints. God appoints. God appointed Jeremiah because he was dealing with all of those people, particularly false prophets, that were self-appointed. But Jeremiah was God appointed. And he had a tough time in preaching.
Bread of life sent down from the Lord.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book. Yeah, yeah.